The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
All right, all you vaccine liars out there. Okay, I'm talking to you. So here's the deal. I've told you a couple times in the last week we're going to talk about this. And then I was talking to my a fairly new friend, a buddy. Well, you're stuck with me forever now, Chad, because we're both followers of Jesus Christ. And so I brought up to him in a phone call 1 hour ago. And Chad served as a pastor for many years, and so I'll introduce him in a second, about the topic for today. And he's like, he just kind of went off and had a lot to say. And I said, all right, well, if you want to come in. And lo and behold, here you are. You show up like 10 minutes ago.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. This is great.
It'll be fun. Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. This is the scenario, okay, in case you hadn't heard. So the CDC comes out, and they say if you've been a good little boy and girl and gotten your vaccine, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, or whatever else they're cooking up, then you can just strip that mask right off your face and go wherever you want. You can even like share a bed with your spouse, with stuff like that. And so you have this freedom now. But there's a tension. Just today, I was at the post office. I was at Office Depot. I was at Harris Teeter. I was in one other place, and you walked to the door, and some of them still have the signs. But the deal now is, if you've been vaccinated, feel free to come in without your mask. If you have not been vaccinated, which I know many of you haven't, then we would like you to keep your mask on. So what do you do? Is that a moral or ethical dilemma for you at all? Or do you feel fully justified in just telling them to take a flying leap, and you're just going to, and if anybody asks, which they really don't even have a legal right to ask, there's this little thing out there called HIPAA, so you have no right to access my health information. But if they were to ask, how do you deal with that? Or maybe it matters if nobody asks, and it's just you and the Lord, as if that matters, right? So let me just remind you to set this up. I just printed off, I don't know, maybe 20. I could go with 30. I could probably find 35 passages of scripture. Let me just rip through a few of them, okay? Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices. See, you're a Christian. You shouldn't be lying anymore. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Proverbs 6 talks about the things the Lord hates, a lying tongue being one of them. Isaiah 59, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. That sounds like a big deal. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken falsehood. Your tongue mutters wickedness. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil, right? So what's the deal with him? Well, he's a liar and the father of lies. 1 Kings. The Lord said to him, how? And then he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Oh, that doesn't sound so good. Acts 5:3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Okay, not a store manager. Nobody else, just you and the Holy Spirit. At this season next year, you will embrace the Son. And he said, no, my Lord, O man of God. Do not lie to your maidservant, 2 Kings. Did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? A truthful witness saves lives, but he who utters lies is treacherous. Excellent speech is not fitting for a fool, much less our lying lips, to a prince. So what do you do with all of that with respect to COVID vaccines and stores? And when they tell you, you can come in here and don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaxxed. Chad's served as a pastor for, 13 years and then 7 more years? Was it a long? It was a long time.
Yeah, total of 20 years, 13, and then 7 of a church that we pioneered and planted. Yeah.
And undergraduate degree in political science, what's set you up for ministry, pastor, master of science and management, master of business administration, doctorate of ministry. And we're going to do a show on June 10th about basically dealing with conflict. Okay, so we're going to do another Theology Thursday on that. But why did you get all hot and bothered about this particular subject?
Well, I think it's interesting that you bring up the idea of lying and telling the truth. And I think this is what we're seeing, and it is a big concern with regard to our our leaders in government and in the media poisoning the well of truth by giving us countermanding, ever-changing regulations day in and day out that cause us to not know what to do. So now the question is, okay, why am I wearing that mask? Who am I protecting?
Yeah.
You find plenty of experts that will say that who you're protecting is really yourself in the sense that those who have been vaccinated don't have any issues. Those who have had COVID actually have stronger immunity toward the disease. So if you're
– Have you had COVID?
I have.
Yeah, I've had it too.
Our whole family – give me a high five.
High five, COVID. High five right there.
So again –
Should I wash my hands? No, we're good.
Yeah, that's – but the question is, you know, don't our public officials also have that responsibility to make sure they're not poisoning the well and causing and sowing confusion into the public? And, you know, last year when COVID hit – you could see, and I believe this about Americans, they were willing to stay home. They were willing to shut down their businesses for 2 weeks because they care about one another. Of course, we'll answer the call to help my nation in a time of need. But as things continue and as direction gets muddled and muddied and the waters are poisoned that way, it makes for very difficult decisions for folks.
Yeah, and then you wonder, who can I trust?
Right.
That's probably the number one question I got all last year. Which is a very busy year on the radio. And when things are burning, that's generally good for what I do because there's plenty to talk about as usual. But people starting to struggle, who can I trust? Who can I believe? And now we get, you know, different messages from the CDC. And then all the flip that's happened literally in the last week. And Governor Cooper says, well, we're not going to lift any mask mandates until we have 66.6%. And I don't know if he actually said that, but it's roughly 65% people vaccinated. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey. We're good enough.
Yeah.
So no mask mandate. But then you've got these stores. So what's been at the Slotta family? How have you guys dealt with this?
Well, again, because we've all had it. I mean, I know as far as we're concerned, we've been good since we had it to recover because we have the antibodies. But again, we just like everyone else in our area in the state of North Carolina, we care about one another. We don't want to put anybody at undue risk or harm? Of course not. But I think that's where it comes down to ethics, this idea of the right of my rights versus my responsibilities. Yeah. And as a believer, I think that is something we need to definitely consider. I have a pastor friend of mine that always would say it this way. He said, you know, the higher that you go up in your opportunities for leadership, the less you consider your rights and the more you consider your responsibilities, the more you put others ahead of yourself.
Yeah, and that's been something we've wrestled with in my family when COVID started last year. And I think 14 days to flatten the curve, 30 days to do whatever, and then it turns into 14 months to do whatever we tell you to do whenever we tell you to do it as long as we tell you to do it. Then the question, as an American, man, I can stand up and beat my chest all day long. But as a Christian, I play under a slightly different set of rules, and there's some tension there on this issue, which we'll get to next when we come back.
Oh, angel said from above, you know you make my world light up. When I was down, when I was hurt, you came to lift me up.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, Theology Thursday. Oh, those lying lips of yours. When the store says you can come in without a mask on if you've been vaccinated, so you waltz on in there without a mask on. And, of course, if they ask you, that's a HIPAA violation. That's a problem. They actually can't get in your medical business like that. But the sign says it, and that's the store policy. Feel free to come in without a mask on if you've been vaccinated. If you haven't, then we would ask you kindly to keep your mask on. Do you take advantage of that? Because they're not going to ask. So at that point, it's really you, your conscience, and the Lord. Mm. Is that an issue for you? Or is it not? Are you so fed up at this point that my mere asking of this question as an ethical, i.e. moral dilemma, bugs you? Well, I mean, if bugging people were a spiritual gift, I'd have it. And so I'm willing to go down these roads because I've struggled with it myself. I walk in, I know what the sign says, and I'm sitting there going, am I, if the only one that knows is the Lord, and I'm taking advantage of this situation, am I somehow in violation of my Christian ethic as a guy with a master's degree in ethics? And I think it's a valid question. Mm-hmm. Chad Slott is here with me. He's been a pastor for 20 years and business owner as well. Do you think that's a question that we should be asking?
Oh, well, absolutely. Because I think it's a question that we're always, as believers, we're always asking the Holy Spirit. When I wake up in the morning, God, help me to honor you. Lead me today. Walk with me. The places that you go, the things that you do, the things that you say, I want to be a part of that. I want to join in. And so we're always surrendering ourselves and our decisions. We're preferring others. We're putting others above ourselves. We're doing our best to honor God. And again, it's that inner, it's the inner voice of the Holy Spirit in our heart that we have to obey, because that's what integrity is all about.
Right.
So there's no question that that's a big piece of the issue. Then of course there's the idea of what is truth in this
sure.
in this scenario.
Right.
So how do I acknowledge and honor truth and the ethic that you're
yeah.
discussing at the same time?
Exactly right. So when we're supposed to be people of the truth, if these stores and establishments are not dealing in the truth, do we have an obligation to just say, well, you guys actually aren't even dealing with the truth, and I'm a person of truth, and so I'm just going to disobey your falsehood and your lies because I'm a person of truth? And then the question becomes, from a scriptural perspective, are these guys Walmart, Target, Harris Teeter, Office Depot, Chipotle, whatever, these aren't the governing authorities.
Right.
Okay, submit to the governing authorities, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, slaves obey your masters, all that kind of stuff. But in a retail establishment environment, how would you suggest we look at that? As individual Christians.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll just give you a scenario. So I was out picking up a birthday cake from my daughter the other day. And, you know, I won't mention the name of the store, but went into a particular place. They still had the sign on the door. I know I've had COVID. Have not been vaccinated, but I went in. I was the only patron in the store.
Wow.
And honestly, one of my first thoughts was, I'm concerned for this business. If they keep the sign on the door,
yeah.
if they're literally pushing people away, what's going to happen
sure.
to the owner of
sure.
this business? And so again, you know, where I'm falling on it is acknowledging truth and what's real in the research that I've done, knowing that the heart and the spirit of what we're trying to get at is protecting the most vulnerable among us, protecting those who could be very susceptible to this disease. And I think the research I've done, the decisions that we're making, you know, again, that's my matter of conviction,
yeah.
my place, is I'm falling on that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, because then, like in the school setting, because you have three children there in the public schools, they don't have a choice.
Right.
And so in that environment, we are submit to the governing authorities. That can be applied in a classroom setting, or whether you're a master's degree student, I should submit to the elder in my class, to the governing authority in the class is the teacher. Mm. He does have that authority, and I should submit to it up until the point that his if he's lording his mastery over me, or if he's calling me to do something that's unbiblical,
mm-hmm.
then I have an obligation to disobey. That was John and Peter in front of the Sanhedrin, and they're like, hey, guys, quit preaching in Jesus' name. And Peter basically says, you do what you got to do, and we're going to do what we got to do. We can't help but speak about that which we have seen and heard. But I think there is a little bit of a clash and some tension here between our Christian thinking mm-hmm. and our patriotic American freedom and liberty,
mm-hmm.
which I'll beat my chest and say, you don't have any right to tell me what to do.
Right.
But that doesn't sound like Jesus to me.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty independent, as opposed to somebody that's willing to go the extra mile, carry the soldier's tunic an extra mile to deprive myself, take up my cross, and follow Jesus. Do you see that?
Well, sure. Well, I mean, what Paul says, you know, become all things to all men, so that by all means you might win some. So there is this idea that I forsake my own comfort as it's needed to reach others for the sake of the gospel. So then one question is this then for the sake of the gospel?
Right.
Or is it back to the truth, or is it back to you know, whether or not this particular business is going to get my business or not,
which
particular establishment.
Which is a major point, that if you want to avoid that tension, if you're feeling that tension at all. And again, let me just say, let me remind you, I've never been, nor will I ever be, your judge. Mm-hmm. What happens in that moment with you at a store or an establishment, really, from my perspective, is between you and the Lord. I'm just talking about it because I think we all need to wrestle with these things if we're going to have. You might say you want to have an American standard. I'm going to up the ante on you and say you should have a Christian standard, mm-hmm. not an American standard. An American standard is substandard relative to Christ. Okay, so let's just remember that. But I think for a lot of people, Chad, that perhaps we don't even want to ask the question.
Well, and that's what, when issues of this nature, a global pandemic, a national emergency, becomes not a matter of science, not a matter of truth, but a matter of ideology. You can see the right. danger. So now it's not a matter of what my personal conviction, what my personal ethic is, what the truth is. Now it's a matter of, and I've heard just in my own observation over the last couple of weeks, individuals make the statement on national TV, whether it be a cable news show or not, I'm going to continue to wear the mask whether or not I'm supposed to because I want to show
right.
how much I care. So, again, is that telling the truth?
Right.
I mean, is putting
Rachel
on –
Rachel Maddow, who says, I'm going to have to train my thinking because right now I see somebody without yeah. a mask. I assume they're an enemy. They don't care. They're a threat. Like you're running around with a black flag of ISIS, right? That's kind of how she sees you if you don't
sure.
have a mask on. Yeah, it's really shocking. And by the way, to finish my thought, because I lost my thought because that's what happens when you're 55. You don't have to go to the store.
That's right.
You can just say, forget it. I'm out of here. And you might get to that point with your own struggle if they have the sign on the door and you just say, I don't want to go down this road. I feel like perhaps I am violating my conscience here. And so mm-hmm. just go to another store. You don't have to shop there. Mm-hmm. But I think this issue is probably bigger than that.
Well, and if you look at and this is where, you know, I think you and I may have even had this conversation before. As I've looked into the book of Revelation and I look at end time events. I have just for years as I've taught God's word and studied it as a child of God, as a son of God myself, growing in the Lord, I've asked myself, you know, how are we ever going to get to the place where I would have to get a particular mark or sign something or confess something in order to be able to buy and sell?
Yeah.
So maybe what we're talking about is actually bigger than—
Anybody home?
Yeah.
Right, and the same thing. I've said the same thing so many times on the air in the last 14 months. I will readily and happily talk about things today that I would have scoffed at 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing how, you know, I used to give the Antichrist a lot of credit. I actually don't think it's going to be that difficult the way things are going right now.
True.
We'll be right back.
There it is.
There you go. I love this song. It's not exactly
There's a man
secret sensitive.
Going around. Taking names.
Johnny Cash, who's done
and
a lot of great
who to free
gospel
and
music.
Who to blame.
And then there's little ditties like this one.
Everybody
talking about end times.
All the same.
Man's coming to town.
There'll be a golden letter.
Not to have coffee.
Down.
That's right. Not to play
there it is.
When the man comes around.
When man comes around, he's talking about Jesus and the final judgment there. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, here with my friend Chad Slotta. It's Dr. Slotta.
Well,
how many people
okay.
call you that? Because you're very well educated, 20 years a pastor.
Very few. I think you may be the only one, and that's
all right. Okay.
We can keep it that way.
I'll
that's
just drop that. It's just chat. But talking today about is there any kind of ethical or moral concern for you when the sign on the door says at the store, feel free to come in without a mask if you've been vaccinated. They're not going to ask you by law. They can't ask you. You have HIPAA protection there. But what do you think about that? Do you think that's a moral dilemma? Or do you just, it's a yellow light, no big deal, blast right through it, who cares? I would like to hear from you guys, see how you're dealing with this particular one. I know we can make claims as Americans, that's easy. But I'm trying to up the ante on all of us and say, what do we do with this as Christians? Are we lying if we falsely represent? Because you walk in without a mask on, what you're telling the store is, in essence, I've been vaccinated. Or you're one of those. But let's say they don't even ask the question. So it's really just you, your conscience, and the Lord. Mm. Is that an issue for you at all? Or do you feel like you can just blow right through there? So that's my question for you. Please give us a call. I'd love to hear from you guys today and hear how you're processing this one. 866-348-7884, as always, is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. It's been amazing, Chad, to see the division this has caused even within the body. Mm-hmm. I mean, shocking how much dissension there's been because of this.
Well, and again, it's where's your citizenship? You just were mentioning, you know, as an American, we can make certain claims. Well, as a citizen of God's kingdom, as a citizen of heaven, which is really where my ultimate citizenship is, I'm on a missions trip. So if I, you know, I've been on a number of missions trips, I've always tried to honor God and represent America well whenever I've been out of the country. So as a citizen of heaven, that's my goal every day when I wake up. I'm here as an American. My purpose in life is to know God and to make him known. To reveal him in the character and nature of Christ. And as I do that, how do I wrestle with these decisions? And again, you know, it's the ideology is what concerns me,
yeah.
Turning this from a matter of theology to ideology.
Yeah, it's interesting. Folks on Facebook Live, I have a medical condition that requires me to breathe fresh air, so they have an exemption there. Okay, so it's supposed to. And Cooper, when that came out, said this is all on the honor system, which is kind of funny. Lying to avoid abuse. Isn't there an exception for that? Masking a healthy face equals abuse. So shouldn't we avoid abuse? That's an interesting take. Let's see. I still walk in since asking about my medical condition violates my HIPAA policy, right? Okay, that's if the sign on the door says you can come in without a mask if you're vaxxed. All right, so there's the question. Somebody else talking about work, that if you have a vax card, if you can prove that you've been vaccinated, you can come to work without a mask on. But if you can't prove it, you have to wear a mask. And the question is, do you just create a vax card and upload it? Because you know those are going to be out there.
If you can forge an ID, a passport, what's able to be done in our day and age, you better believe you can forge that.
Yeah, so I would throw that in there. Would you be okay with a fake vax card to go back to work without a mask on? And again, just this reminds me, Chad, I do a show every year about Santa Claus. And people will talk about, well, it's just a little white lie. They're just little kids. I said, okay, so lying is really based on the age of the person you're lying to? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, yeah, anytime after age 11. Before age 11 is
then it's
totally
issue.
Fine. Oh, yeah, just lie to them all you want. It's no problem.
All right, it's no problem.
We don't mind.
You might go there.
Anyway, encourage it.
We'd love to hear from you guys. What do you think about this? Is it a moral conundrum? Is this an ethical issue? Are you lying? Are you bearing false witness when you walk in there? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go into Lisa, calling all the way in from Texas. Lisa, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is right about what I've been thinking this week. I work for a very large corporation, which will remain nameless, but everyone would know it. And basically the policy now is if you if you're not vaccinated and you don't upload the card into the system, your vaccine card, then you have to wear a mask in the office. And if you are vaccinated and it's uploaded, you don't. So that obviously is like immediate, you know, separates people.
Yeah.
And the CEO has said, he was asked directly. I was in one of these meetings where he was asked directly, are you guys going to mandate this thing? And he said, well, we can't mandate emergency use vaccines, but as soon as it's regular and we can, yes, it will be mandated. So here's my question is, as believers, can we, you know, there's a card out there. You can create one and put in some numbers and, you know, pretend you've got it. But I really am like, I don't feel that these things are good for my body. Our body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. And, I mean, you know, Hitler, they did all kinds of scientific experiments on people.
Sure.
And also in that time people hid Jews, and I'm sure they lied when they were hiding and said, no, we don't have anybody here. So I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, and I think that's a great question, Lisa. Thanks for posing that. You just listen off air, but I appreciate you calling in, and we'll kind of work through it. And that's a great. But what do you do with your work, right? Because now they're forcing you. Now I would ask one of the things I would definitely ask, but then you're gonna put your flag up and say, well, what about a medical exemption or a religious exemption? Because are they going to give you, in this environment, are they going to give you a religious exemption? And you say, well, I believe that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, like Lisa says. And these are experimental. Yeah, but they just got approved by the FDA. So what? Mm-hmm. It's still only 12 months. And I'm just not comfortable putting that into my body. And so I'm responsible for my body. I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and I think there's a larger issue too of our just regarding our lifestyle, as believers, what are we willing to go without?
Yeah.
In order to stand for what we believe in, and so I understand there's one side of this coin. Well, you know, what am I willing to go without? I'm willing to go without the freedom to not wear a mask or whatever or what have you, get a vaccine so that I can participate in this retail activity. At the same time, if there is a day in the future where you're told if you don't deny Christ, you won't be able to buy and sell, as we see in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
We see what's coming down the line. Have we not prepared ourselves then to have our lifestyle infringed upon? And this may be a much more American Western issue than it is in other parts of the world, which is interesting to think about as well. Have I not trained myself to say, okay, well, fine, I guess there's some things I won't be able to do anymore if I'm going to stand for what I believe in.
Yeah.
And I think it's a worthwhile exercise for all believers to prepare themselves by making the – fine, I'll step away from this.
Yeah.
I'll say no because I need to stand for truth.
Yeah, and in Lisa's case, I would fight. Emily on Facebook Live just said forcing vaccines makes companies liable for accidental injuries.
Mm.
And that would be a question I would have. Okay, big corporation.
Right.
if you're going to force me to do this in order to keep my job, first of all, it would be interesting to see if there's any legal precedent for doing that. But if all of a sudden something goes wrong and this vaccine, it causes me harm, I want to make sure you don't have liability protection because I want to be able to sue you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sue your pants off because you forced me to get something that ends up causing me harm. Is that unchristian?
Well, occupational safety, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Those guys.
I believe this is what they spend a lot of time working on and trying to work through. How do we keep employees safe? How do we keep downtime? And for every one of those folks that are forced to get a vaccine in order to keep their job and they have an adverse side effect, how many of those will it take?
Yeah.
To stop that policy.
Right. And the damage is already done.
Right.
That's the big problem there. 866-348-7884 is the number. Just curious to see, how are you approaching this? If they say you can come in without a mask, if you're vaccinated, but they, by law, can't ask you, they're not going to ask you. It's just like on the honor system, and you haven't gotten the vaccine, are you violating that honor system? Certainly you are. But are you violating anything as a Christian? Do you think that's lying or misrepresenting? Are you just basically looking out for yourself? And you'd want to go to that store. You're not going to blow it off. But in the case of your job, man, that's a tough one, like Lisa was saying. How do you look at it? Are you wrestling with it at all? Or is it like a yellow light and we just blow through those bad boys all the time? It doesn't really matter. It has no authority really in your life whatsoever. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I think it's a different story when we're talking about our kids. Mm. And for us, as we're responsible for our own bodies. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning that off the air earlier. As Christians, is it anybody else's responsibility, my body, my health? I don't think it is.
Right.
I think I'm the steward of my body, unless somebody's trying to violate that. But generally, we're held accountable for our own health, aren't we?
Well, we should be. That's one of the dangers in our country when you begin to, again, strip away personal responsibility from folks. Thomas Sowell, a great conservative thinker, he breaks down the difference between medical care and health care. Medical care being, again, what doctors do for you. Health care also incorporating the decisions that we make. So how do we take care of ourselves?
Yeah.
And if we eliminate that from people's lives and we say, okay, now it's the government's responsibility to tell me what to eat and to tell me what to drink and to tell me when to go to bed and to tell me this is a concern. And I understand the countermanding argument of the overall – the importance of preserving public health. But there's a lot of questions right now about this as to which side the truth and the data really fall on.
Yeah, and the big question is, what do you then do when you're presented with a situation that forces you to choose a side? Are you going to choose the side that you think is true, or are you going to choose the side that the store or the government thinks is true? And that can be a sticky issue. And then, of course, like Chad said a minute ago, what are you willing to do without? As an American Christian, there's not a lot of things that make that list, if we're going to be honest with ourselves. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. That's some good vaccine music. Stroll on into the doctor's office or down to the pet shop, wherever it is that they're giving out vaccines, by the way, because there's really not a line. It's more difficult to get your waffle fries at Chick-fil-A these days than it is to get the COVID vaccine, because we actually have a surplus now because it's trailed off. There's still over a million people a day getting COVID vaccines across the country. But about 65% have gotten the first shot. About 47% have gotten both shots. And so we're going to be stuck. I think we're not going to push past 70% of Americans that get it. But we're coming to a situation soon, I think, where employers, just like Lisa from Texas called in, are going to mandate it. Once the FDA, now just so you know, legally, an employer, a school, nobody can mandate you taking what's right now called an experimental vaccine. They cannot mandate that. But this summer, mark my words, the FDA will approve all three of them fully, which will then give any employer, any school, the right to mandate it. Then you get into what we've been talking about on the break on Facebook Live and YouTube Live and with comments here coming in from my friends on Facebook Live, is now you're going to get into something that needs to be litigated. Mm-hmm. And I think as a Christian, in order to ascertain truth, and just like Paul took advantage of his rights as a Roman citizen, I think we need to be willing to go to the court on this one.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, we're standing up for truth.
Right.
And that search for truth in the courts, the opportunity that we have to go and speak our mind and be heard, to stand up for what we believe in without fear of reprisal, I think is extremely important to our religious liberty, to our human liberty, our human dignity.
Yeah, and I think that most people are willing or understand, most conservative Christians really, kind of think that way by default. But again, I would always caution all of us, are you thinking primarily as an American or are you thinking primarily as a Christian? Because I can grab the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and scream about my rights all day long. But when I made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, I realized that I had to set down some of my rights. Mm-hmm. And he comes first, not me. Mm-hmm. And you can even look at the Revolutionary War, which was an imposition of tyrannical leadership. And that's why when Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, it took him about 17 days. He cooked out the middle of it in about 5 days. Mm. It took him about 12 days to write the intro and the outro. All the list of grievances was easy.
Right.
I mean, aren't we all good at that?
They've been talking about that for a while.
They've been talking about that for a while. And if you ask me to give you a list of what I don't like, I'll crack that baby out pretty quick.
Yeah.
But in that, they said, okay, this is a tyrannical government. They've taken away our natural rights that are God-given. And so we have a right to throw that off. And I think we're in an environment like that at this point. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to our responsibility to care for our own bodies and as fathers and mothers, we have a responsibility to care for our kids' bodies. And I think at that point, now we've got an issue with the state.
Well, it's something we haven't talked about, this is interesting, is the spiritual idea of fear.
Mm.
And fear being sown into our culture
because
of a lack of transparency, because of a lack of truth, and that being a spiritual concept. You know, one of my responsibilities, you just mentioned it, as a father, I absolutely know my responsibility is to steward my own body. But also to protect my family, to watch over my family, to lead my kids into a healthy place. But also to be one who's confident and one who's courageous. Not that I'm never afraid. Of course I'm afraid. But in those moments, I trust in the Lord, not in government, not in man, to keep us safe. And I remember the early days of the pandemic last year just sitting around. And again, so many difficult aspects of the pandemic, but one of the things I kept hearing from so many is the family time, sitting around the table, just being together so much more than you ever were. That was certainly something that we enjoyed and still are enjoying the fruits of that. But we would sit around, and I remember thinking consciously, it was my responsibility to speak with calm, to speak with clarity and confidence in the Lord. God is going to protect us. We're going to be good. Whatever it is, we'll face it together. We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
And you don't see that from some of – I don't see that from some leaders that I wish I would. And some who maybe did speak with confidence were ridiculed for being insensitive or for blowing off what is a very serious disease. Yeah.
And I think for us as Christians, we should all remember that we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but love – power and a sound mind.
A disciplined mind,
which means you take the time to study. You know, Paul's talking to Timothy, show yourself approved. Of course, he's talking about handling the gospel, but I think we can expand that generally. As Christians, we should be well studied. We should not be ignorant. We don't have a role in being ignorant here. But in that case, as people that are trying to love our neighbor, should part of loving our neighbor be leading courageously and not by a spirit of fear? Because I think that's what's made it so easy. Mm-hmm. And Emily on Facebook Live just said this, is fear is the real virus. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying COVID isn't real. And if you're out there thinking, hey, Steve, you act like COVID's no big deal. No, I've never acted like that.
Right.
I know 500,000 people in this country, somewhere in that neighborhood, have died. Every single one is tragic because of the sanctity of human life.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I'm consistent with all of that. Okay, so don't try to lay that rap on me. That being said, maybe one of the best things we can do to love our neighbors is to courageously lead without being fearful.
And demonstrate that.
Yeah.
Demonstrate that courage. Demonstrate that confidence. Demonstrate that God. And really it is. It's God confidence. I'm not promised tomorrow.
That's right.
So part of this, too, is that, you know, Jesus made a comment. He said, you know, if you try to preserve your life, you'll lose it. Lose it for my sake. Now, of course, I'm not saying that not wearing a mask is how you go lose your life for Jesus.
So
please don't anyone write in or call in and try to lay that on us. At the same time, we try so hard to preserve our lifestyle. We try so hard to preserve our life. And that's it's good and right that we do. that God instinct to live, because he's a God of life. So we understand that's where that comes from. But again, I need to always have the eternal perspective.
I'm not guaranteed tomorrow, but I am guaranteed forever.
That's right.
Which is just a transitory exchange, really, for a believer. That's why when a believer dies, we don't grieve as those who have no hope.
Have we talked about how attentive to my eternity COVID has made us as a people?
I mean,
is that the thing that we're talking about, our own mortality, our own need for health, our own need for salvation, our own need to look beyond ourselves? Are we just looking to government, just looking to the next tweet, the next headline, the next statement from the CDC? So where are we looking for direction?
Exactly,
for
right. And for a lot of us, we need to – like when I walked through Harris Teeter earlier today, I was the only one I saw. I saw one employee in the floral counter who didn't have a mask on. Everybody else in the entire store had a mask on. I did not. Okay, so I'm walking through there, and it's uncomfortable. It's odd, and I'm wondering, what are people thinking? But I bet you there's some people in there that are now, like my wife Gina was walking through the store the other day, didn't have a mask on, saw a couple other ladies in there that didn't have a mask on, and they actually ended up talking. And they're like, are you like secret language, right? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, thank you. Because it's providing some freedom for other people. When you encourage others, you lend them courage.
Yeah, courage is contagious.
Yeah.
Fear is contagious.
Oh, man.
But so is courage.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it, the surplus of vaccines. That's an interesting thought. You know, the surplus of vaccines that are available. So those who genuinely have some sort of comorbidity, they're susceptible, they're in a risk category, or they just say, you know what, I am genuinely worried about this thing. Members of my family, I've lost members of my family that I love. I'm going to go get vaccinated so that I'm protected, and I'm going to make sure that my family is vaccinated, my kids are vaccinated. You absolutely go do that. You have all the right and the opportunity to do that. The question is then, how are you looking at others who make a different choice?
Right.
And what does that say about you?
As
you know, you said, hey, you kind of looked out at your audience, hey, I'm not your judge. Well, who's judging me for those decisions that I make?
Exactly.
That do have some foundation to them, don't they?
Yeah. And that's where we have to be careful. And again, you get the vax, you don't get the vax. That's your business. I have friends that have gotten it. I have family members that have gotten it, in my immediate family. Our daughter got it. She lives in New York City. Our oldest son got it, but he's 25, she's 23. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. But they're autonomous individuals that are out from underneath our roof now, get to do what they want. But I'm not gonna die on that hill with my own children. I'm not gonna die on that hill with another believer either, because I think we choose division. We give the devil a foothold when we allow these things, the mass, the vax, inside the body with real believers. I think we have to be really careful that we're not eating each other over this issue.
Well, Jesus talked about, you know, counting the cost before don't start to build a tower.
Right.
And so you count the cost, and you know if you have enough to be able to finish it. You know, I watched my mom, who's been vaccinated, go through a really logical, a deliberative, a prayerful process, researching and making a decision that I think was the right one for her. I think the perfect example of not being forced, not being manipulated, not being otherwise coerced, but just. She was able to take her time, and when she was ready to make that decision, she made that decision with the support of her family and her physicians and so forth. I think that's the absolute right deliberative process for every American.
Amen. Yeah, I agree. And I think right now, again, when you're at that store this evening, perhaps maybe you're about to get out of the car right now, that's between you and the Lord. But let's remember, I think we can probably encourage some people out of fear towards truth. And I think let's make sure in the body of Christ we're not dividing unnecessarily.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said, made it perfectly clear, they'll know you're mine, meaning my followers, by the way you love one another. Well, if I'm castigating my brothers and sisters on Facebook about vaccines and masks,
that's right,
I'm not showing much love to a watching world.
That's
I think
good.
We got to look out about that. Final word?
That's good. I think that example that we're setting for others, one of courage and confidence and trust in the Lord, that's a primary piece of our witness.
This was... Somebody on Facebook, I've been both cursed out and thanked for not wearing a mask. You know you're doing it right, I've always said on this show, when you get hit from both sides.
There
so maybe
go.
That's a great way of doing it. Chad, thanks for running in today. It's been awesome.
Steve, it was so much fun to be with you.
We'll definitely do it again.
Awesome.
There you go. God willing, everybody, I'll be back. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
another program powered by the Truth Network.